When the dwarves arrived home, they found Snow White lying on the floor. They yelled in her ears. They tickled her feet. They poured cold water on her face. But she didn't wake up.
"Is she dead?" asked one dwarf.
"She doesn't seem to be alive," said a second.
And so the dwarfs made a glass coffin for their beloved friend. They set it on a table in a beautiful part of the forest, surrounded by flowers. Snow White lay there for over a year, through spring, summer, autumn, and winter. One day, a prince from a different kingdom was walking through the forest with his dog. He saw Snow White's strange glass coffin. He brushed off the leaves and saw Snow White inside. Just then, he tripped over his dog and knocked the coffin off the table. Snow White rolled out of the coffin and onto the grass.
"Oh no, oh dear, oh fiddlesticks!" the prince shouted.
But then an amazing thing happened. The piece of poisoned apple that was stuck in Snow White's throat fell out, and she began to cough. The prince rushed to help her.
"Apples,"
she coughed.
"I beg your pardon?" said the prince.
"No more apples."
That night, the queen stood in front of the magic mirror and asked her question.
"Magic mirror on the wall, who is the most beautiful of all?"
And to her surprise, the mirror said,
"You are very beautiful, my queen, but Snow White is again the most beautiful woman in the world."
"What?"
screamed the queen. And in her anger, she picked up a shoe and threw it at the mirror. The mirror smashed into 1,000 pieces, and the magic inside it was released.
"No!"
screamed the queen. She collapsed on the floor and fell into a deep sleep. While she slept, the queen had a strange dream. In her dream, she was dancing in hot iron shoes. Her feet burned and burned, but she couldn't stop dancing. When the queen woke up from this terrible dream, it was morning. The sun was shining, and the queen felt different. The magic mirror's spell was broken, so she didn't feel anxious or jealous anymore. She felt free. She went downstairs to find her husband. She really wanted to play Scrabble. And what happened to Snow White? The dwarfs were very happy to see Snow White alive. They invited the prince for dinner. When the prince learned that nobody liked washing dishes, he bought them a dishwasher. Everybody lived happily ever after.